I'm Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. Welcome to Studio Classroom, where we'll be continuing our lesson about the talented star Emma Watson. Our lesson is giving us her life in the spotlight, one stage at a time. Yesterday, we discussed stage one, which of course was the blockbusters, the Harry Potter movies. Did you see those? Emma will forever be proud of those movies. But life didn't end for her there. Today we'll be learning about stage two, the degree. What degree? And from what university? You'll find out. Also, is it possible for a famous actor to ever have a normal life and be treated like a normal person again? We'll see what Emma says about that. Last but not least, what are some other movies Emma Watson was in? Do you know of any? We'll briefly discuss that at the end of today's lesson. So let's get inside and get started.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gabe. I'm happy to be here discussing Emma Watson today.
So, Gabe, the question of the morning is, do you think it's possible to be normal again after having been famous?
That's a good question. So kind of like Emma Watson, she became famous very young in life. I wonder if she wanted to kind of feel normal again. I don't know, Rebecca. What do you think?
That's a very good question. I think sometimes it would be very difficult to live a normal life afterhaving been famous because people recognize you, they see you, or they recognize you from a movie, and it could be difficult.
Yeah, I think you might be right because sometimes I walk into a store, being a teacher at Studio Classroom, I might go somewhere and people do recognize me sometimes, and they come up and say hi. Actually, I kind of enjoy it.
Do you now?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, I have a really good idea right now, Gabe. I think that we should start the first reading and find out what our lesson says.
All right, sounds like a good idea. Let's do that together.
Yes. Gabe, be careful with your wand.
Emma Watson. Stage 2, the degree.Watson enrolled at Brown University in Rhode Island before production ended on the Harry Potter films. She began work on a degree in English at Brown in the fall of 2009, and she was insistent on being normal and doing normal things. Sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. She lived in a dorm with a roommate and a community bathroom, but this didn't keep one student from crying out in class.10 points for Gryffindor, after an intelligent response from Watson. Such attention can hardly be avoided by the Guinness World Record holder for highest-grossing actress of the decade, her movies earning $5.4 billion U.S. dollars.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天首先我们要看的是 enroll 这个动词。Enroll 是指注册上课或者是入学就读。例如 Madison enrolled at USC last spring. Madison 去年春天进入南加州州立大学就读。如果要说明注册上哪一种课程的话可以用 for, in, 或者是 on 这些介系词。例如 I enrolled in the modern French literature class this semester.这个学期我注册修了现代法国文学的这门课程。继续我们看的是 insistent 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 insist, I-N-S-I-S-T, 坚持这个动词。所以形容词 insistent 是指坚持的或坚决的。例如 the government can no longer ignore people's insistent demands for reform. 政府无法再漠视人们对于改革的坚决要求。如果要说明坚持什么事情的话是用 on 这个介系词。例如 The singer is insistent on traveling first class when he's on tour. 这位歌手坚持在巡回演出的时候一定要坐头等舱。
Here we are, continuing the second day of our lesson about Emma Watson. And we're actually going to talk about stage two, the degree. What does our lesson say after that, Gabe?
Well, yeah, we're going to learn about her degree university, okay? So Watson enrolled at Brown University, that's the name of the university, in Rhode Island before production ended on the Harry Potter films. Then she began work on a degree in English at Brown in the fall of 2009. Hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes.
A degree in English at Brown. I thought she went to Brown University. Why does it say Brown here?
That's a very good question. Well, they just decided not to include the word university. Oh. You don't necessarily have to say university every time you're referring to the name of the college. For example, I could say, I went to Regent University, but I could also say, I graduated from Regent.
That's a very good point. So if you hear someone talking about a place and they just say the first part of that name, that's okay. You still know they're talking about their university. So Brown here is talking about Brown University. Well,
but there is something else that I feel like we need to talk about.
Yes, we need to work on something here. This phrase, work on, is very interesting. And later we see the word worked. So how are these different, Rebecca?
Well, that's another great question. You're full of great questions today, Gabe. Well, right here in our lesson, when we're talking about working on, well, of course, it's referring to her degree or what she wants to study at the university. So you could say, I like to work on my homework at nighttime.
Oh, you do?
Well,
I never liked working on my homework.
Not really, but it's a great example.
It's true, and everybody needs to work on their homework when they're in school. There are different things you could work on. Maybe you have a bad temper. You need to work on your temper so that you don't get angry so easily.
And I know, Gabe, you never have a bad temper, right?
Well, I've had to work on my temper many times, Rebecca. It's true. All right, what are some things that you need to work on so that you can improve? But now what about the other word, work?
Like a day's work.
Well, yes, but also here it's used as a verb, and that means to succeed. If something works, that means you succeeded with it.
That is right. Why don't you take a few moments and see if you can come up with some of your own examples using the words work on and, of course, the other word work, and make sure you differentiate between the two.
That's right. Well, right now we'd like to go to the community bathroom, or the next sentence, sorry, which includes the phrase community bathroom. Yes, and there's a little picture right over here.
That looks like a great community bathroom, Gabe, one that I don't think I'd like to use.
Well, yes, this one looks a little bit plain and maybe a little bit dirty. That's just how community bathrooms are sometimes, because everyone should pitch in and help clean it together. So a community bathroom is not just your own personal or private bathroom. It's a bathroom that everybody uses, especially people like maybe living in a dorm. People living together will use that kind of bathroom. But the word community can be used in other ways, right?
Oh, of course. Maybe you have a community kitchen. Or I know when I was in college, we had a community living room. And of course, that was the area where all of the students, there was a hundred of us on the same floor, and we'd all use the same living space.
Okay, so those are different rooms that could be community, different people in the community use. But you could also have items like, all the plates in this kitchen are community plates. Anybody can use these plates. This is a community coffee maker or a community washing machine. So if you're in university and living in the dorms, what are the things that your entire community can use?
Well, our lesson continues, but this didn't keep one student from crying out in class. Okay, let's pause for a moment and talk about this phrase, crying out. Does this actually mean she starts crying in class and gets really dramatic and
starts crying like tears?
Like tears, tears.
Well, usually that's what I think of when I see the word cry as well. Like babies, when they cry, usually there are tears coming down their faces. But here, when you cry out, that just means you shout something louder than normal.
I see. So in our example, one of the students just cried out or yelled loudly in the class, correct?
Exactly.
So what are some other examples?
Well, you know, if you get hurt, you could cry out in pain. Ow! I hurt my leg! But I hope that doesn't happen to you. That doesn't mean you're crying tears. It just means you're shouting louder than normal.
Or maybe a mother sees her child running across the street. She might cry out, "Stop! Stop! Don't run across the street!"
Rebecca, yes. Hold on a second. Yes. It's time for us right now to take a look at this sentence. Let's join Liz for a closer look. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. Such attention can hardly be avoided by the Guinness World Record holder for highest grossing actress of the decade, her movies earning $5.4 billion. Basically, there are two parts to this sentence. The first part is the main part of the sentence. Such attention can hardly be avoided by the Guinness World Record holder for highest grossing actress of the decade. Then we have part two. Her movie's earning $5.4 billion. The second part adds extra information to the main part of the sentence. You can add the preposition with, but in this case, we're going without the with and just adding the description directly. So here's the pattern. Situation, his, her, there, something with a verb with ing. So we begin with a basic situation, subject plus verb plus object. Then we add a comma and the extra information. For example, the bird glided beautifully through the air, its wings stretching over 2 meters wide. Or, the neighbors are always having wild parties, their loud music blasting through the night. Remember, this pattern is best used when you are writing. And that's it for today. I'll see you next time.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are on stage two of Emma Watson's life, at least according to the author of this lesson. And what is that stage? Her degree. Do you remember what she majored in? That's right! English. English literature, to be exact. And of course, she couldn't completely blend in and avoid attention there. After all, she holds the Guinness record for highest grossing actress of the last decade. Well, did Watson continue her studies at Brown University? What happened next? Let's find out with our next reading.
Emma Watson. In early 2011, Watson took a break from Brown when she returned to England. While there, she continued her studies at Oxford with intentions to return to Brown. The plan worked out well, with several other films being released prior to her graduation from Brown in May 2014. These included Marilyn Monroe biopic My Week with Marilyn, 2011, and coming-of-age drama The Perks of Being a Wallflower, 2012.
OK, 接下来我们看的是第二行里面的 intention 这个名词。intention 是指意愿、意向、目的或者是打算。例如 ,the chairman said that he had no intention of running for re-election. 主席说他没有竞选连任的打算。或者是 Rachel returned home with the intention of helping her father with his business. Rachel 回家是为了要帮助爸爸的事业。他的动词是 intent, I-N-T-E-N-D。例如 ,we intend to buy a new house this year. 我们计划今年要买一栋新的房子。最后我们看的是 coming of age 这个形容词。coming of age 是指成年的。注意它因为是形容词三个字的中间都有连接号。例如 ,Martha's parents held a coming of age party for her at a fancy restaurant. Martha 的父母亲在一家很高级的餐厅替她举办了庆祝成年的派对。如果没有连接号 ,coming of age 可以当名词意思就是指成熟、发达或者是成年。例如 ,the ceremony of coming of age 是指成年礼。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so in this section, we read where Emma Watson went. She didn't just stay at Brown University. It says, in early 2011, Watson took a break from Brown when she returned to England. And while there, she continued her studies at Oxford with intentions to return to Brown. So she went to Oxford University, but she had intentions to return to Brown University. What does that mean?
Yes, we want to talk about this word intention versus intent. Now, of course, if you have intentions of doing something, that means that you have plans of doing something. So, of course, Emma had plans of returning to Brown University after her time in England, at Oxford.
That's right. So that was her intent. That's what she planned on doing. But really, these words, intention and intent, usually can be used in the same way. There are a little bit of differences between them. For an intention is what you have in mind that you want to happen, but it's not necessarily a strong thing. So, for example, it wasn't my intention to hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. That's just what happened.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm glad that you didn't intend to hurt me, Gabe. That's what you meant, right?
Well, yes, that's my intention with sharing that.
Okay, good. Well, I have a great example. Jamie had intentions right from the beginning to come home for her mother's birthday. Wasn't that great?
Well, yes, so she had the intentions to come home. Now, when you said that, I would think, well, maybe she didn't make it. Maybe she didn't really come home, but she had the intentions to come home. She wanted to, maybe she planned to, but maybe it didn't happen.
You know, you're right. Jamie didn't actually make it home for her mother's birthday, but she planned to, and it's the thought that counts, right?
It is the thought that counts. Now, the word intent, it could imply a clear reasoning. Maybe it's more formal. So, for example, maybe it's the company's intent to sue the other company. This company is angry with the other company. They plan to sue that company.
Well, that does not sound like a good situation. However, our lesson continues. The plan worked out well, with several other films being released prior to her graduation from Brown in May 2014. And now we want to pause and talk about this phrase, prior to. Now, of course, that just means before.
That's right, before. So, for example, I didn't know you were coming prior to your arrival. That means when you arrived, it really surprised me. I didn't know you were coming prior to your arrival.
And I guess that's exactly what happened in our lesson with Emma. Several of these films were released before she even graduated from Brown University. That's actually pretty incredible, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Well, friends, we have more to learn here. The next sentence says, these included Marilyn Monroe biopic, My Week with Marilyn. Now, I have not seen this movie. Have you, Rebecca?
You know, I haven't seen it yet either.
But it sounds very interesting.
It does.
Of course, Marilyn Monroe was a very famous actress in the film industry. Yes, this is a very famous picture of Marilyn Monroe.
What a great picture!
I know. Now, this is very classic. Now, we're not learning about Marilyn here. We're learning about Emma Watson and her role in this film. Now, she was also in the coming-of-age drama, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Now, let's take a look at that phrase, coming-of-age. What does that mean?
Now, typically when I hear this word, coming-of-age, or to come-of-age, I usually think of someone who has reached the age of adulthood, or they've kind of reached this point where they can maybe even vote, like a coming-of-age, and sometimes people might even have, like, a coming-of-age party.
No, actually, there are different cultures that celebrate coming of age, or when someone comes of age. So, like in a lot of Latin American countries, they might have a quinceañera, which is when a girl turns 15 and there is a big party for her. Or maybe even in the Jewish culture, when a boy turns 12 and he has his bar mitzvah. So, these are all coming of age events.
So, I have yet another question for you, Gabe. Do you consider yourself more of a wallflower or a social butterfly?
What kind of a question is that, Rebecca? It's obvious I'm a social butterfly. Hey, those are some good words, wallflower and social butterfly. Let's see what the guys have to say about that in the info cloud.
Hi, friends. Have you ever noticed there are basically two types of people at a party? those who are sociable and talk a lot, and those who just sit quietly in a corner, maybe reading a magazine or nursing a drink.
There are different terms that describe each of these kinds of people. A very talkative, sociable person might be called a social butterfly. Just as a butterfly flits and flies from flower to flower, a social butterfly goes from one group of people to the next, making small talk.
And a person who lies low and doesn't want to meet people at a party might be called a wallflower. The term comes from the image of a person isolating herself from areas of social activity at dances and parties. This person is afraid to dance and so chooses to remain close to a wall in the dance hall where she feels safe.
Right. A wallflower is a person who doesn't like interacting with others at social gatherings. If you see a wallflower at a party, she or he was probably forced to go by well-meaning friends.
Sometimes we use the word loner or recluse to describe such a person, but those are a bit stronger and they sound more negative than wallflower.
Social butterfly can also have a negative connotation, but it's mostly used in a humorous or teasing manner. You're going out again tonight? You're such a social butterfly.
什么是 wallflower? Wallflower 不是墙上的花，有人翻译成壁花，指的是一个很害羞的人，通常是个女生。她在参加舞会的时候，大多数的时间都跟其他害羞的女生坐在靠墙的椅子上，因为她没有男朋友，也不善于跟男孩子打交道。相对于 wallflower 是 social butterfly， 也就是所谓的社交花蝴蝶、交际花。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Even before Harry Potter ended, Watson enrolled in Brown University in 2009 with a major in English. Sometimes being insistent on being normal and doing normal things worked, like living in the dorm with a roommate. And sometimes she would hear things like, 10 points for Gryffindor after answering a professor's question in class. Watson took a break from Brown in 2011 and returned to England. She continued her studies at Oxford while there, returning to Brown and graduating in 2014. During this time, she was in My Week with Marilyn and The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Thank you so much, Linda. Well, we do have more to learn about Emma Watson, right, Rebecca?
We definitely do tomorrow, so be sure to join us right here on Studio Classroom to conclude our lesson about Emma Watson.
We'll see you then.
Ready?